No, wait a minute. I'm going to put everybody in phone land on mute. And please...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And please press star 6 to unmute.
Okay, any other thing? Can I go? Okay. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the tuna fish sandwich. Okay? And this is based on something that someone I know very well went through recently, undergoing a medical procedure, and it was done in the nuclear medicine part of the hospital, and where, you know, they had signs, do not enter, only authorized people allowed to enter, and if you're authorized, you cannot enter unless there's a tech with you, you know. And the lab didn't say lab, it said hot lab, you know, so you knew there was some good radioactive stuff going on, you know. And you'd see these doctors walking around with, they were like overcoats. They kind of went down to their ankles and up all the way to their throat. A big shield protecting them from the radiation. So this person had a procedure done in this environment. And then after the procedure was over, went to the recovery room, etc. And they were monitoring it, and then something showed on the monitoring device, the oxidation rate it was very, very low. And then before you knew it, they had four doctors talking about all these possibilities that they could do for this person whose oxidation rate was very low, who turned very cold and had to have blankets put on her, etc., etc. And while they're talking about all these possible high-tech solutions to this major problem, the patient just sort of looked up at them and said, would you please give me something to drink and eat? Because it had been well over 17 hours since that person had eaten. Okay, and, you know, I kept talking, and one of the doctors said, well, all right, what would you like? And the person said, I don't know, just some juice and, you know, a sandwich. And the doc said, well, okay, tuna fish sandwich, okay? And this person said, yeah, I mean, is it good? Is it okay? And he said, yeah, it's all right. It's hospital food, but I eat it myself when I get hungry. Okay, so they gave this person a tuna fish sandwich. And as she begins to eat the tuna fish sandwich, you see on the monitoring device that, thank you very much, but now she's doing very fine. Okay? So here are these four experts, and I'm not denigrating their expertise, okay, but I want to make a point. They were trying to find this total solution, okay, and it was totally divorced from the person, from the patient, okay. It was almost like it was a mental exercise. Okay, how can we solve this problem, okay? And they lost touch of a very basic need. Hey, you know, if you don't eat for a long time, your blood sugar is going to go, you're probably going to get cold, you're going to get tired, etc., your oxidation rate, nothing very complicated about that, you know? And they lost sight of that, all right? And when we walk the spiritual path, it's very important for us to hook into where it is. Okay, and that it's in each moment, now. And that spirit doesn't mean all these amazing, incredible things, you know, phenomena happening or this, or getting struck by lightning on the road to Damascus. You know, actually these days, I don't think it's very good that you'd be, you know, very safe to be even around Damascus. You know, but you don't want to just wait for that kind of lightning bolt moment, okay? That it's in the everydayness. That's where the miracles are. They're in the everydayness. They're connected to us. You know? Also, if you're walking this path, you have a whole frame of reference. and many of you lose the reference point. And the reference point is very simple. It's the teachings. Okay? So you do, you want to do X, Y, and Z, you have these thoughts, you go, oh, is it in alignment with the teachings? Okay, or the other day I suggested to an initiate that she really do the two-part release technique, because I was reading her email or was a text or so, and I just, the anger was just coming through, and the insistence. And I said, so do the two-part release technique to let go of it. And the person wrote me back, well, thank you for your suggestion, but I just have really strong feelings about it. Well, okay. But then connect it to the teachings. What do the teachings say? Are strong feelings not an attachment? Or is, if you're pretty, quote, passionate about something, isn't, and have that insistence, isn't that an attachment? Okay, so you always want to just keep going back to the basic, 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 okay? That's very, very important. Okay? And if you're blessed to be an initiate, you have a foundation. The basic is really, really simple. It's SST, Simran Service Tithing. It's selfless service. So when you do Simran, you also do the Dhyan, you do the concentration part with it. And tithing, you know, somebody the other day had an experience with, and they said, oh, well, you know, did you tithe? I said, oh, yeah, no, I tithe, I figured it out. Well, yeah, you did the mechanics of it, but tithing isn't a mechanical thing. It's, did you receive? Okay? You know, it's also like if you call in the light and ask that the food be blessed, well, take a moment and receive. Connect. It's you. It's based on a person. It's not this thing you do as per the playbook. Okay? But it's you. So you receive it. You receive it. You receive it. That's what's really key, to receive it. Okay? Because the mind is a wonderful thing. Look at those four doctors. They could have stood there for, you know, God knows how long and worked out all these incredible solutions to a problem that, guess what? Didn't exist. Didn't exist. It only existed because the involvement with the self was lost. The involvement with this particular person was lost. So it became something that was abstracted. Oh, we got this problem. Let's solve it. As if it were a mathematical thing and no person is attached to it. Okay. And what we want to do is we want to keep referring things to the very basic of each moment, each moment, each moment. Is it part of the teachings? Am I in alignment? Am I in agreement? Is my focus with Spirit, with God? Am I living the teachings? Real simple. Okay? And you know, so many of you up until now, you're calling the light, you're bringing the light into a situation, and then you'll focus on all the things that come up for you, as if they're real, as if they exist, etc., rather than use it as an opportunity. Okay, this came up, I'll work it as an issue, I'll let it go. Because, hey, calling the light, I'm blessed to walk this path, well, yeah, my karma is going to come up, and bingo. I get presented with it, and I'm going to let go. Okay? See, but the interesting thing is who's in charge? You're in charge. Just like those doctors would not have connected to the person right there, you know, if that person hadn't have spoken up and directed them. Hey, remember me? I'm the person that this monitor is hooked up to. I'm this person who hasn't eaten in all these hours, you know, etc., etc. Remember? Okay? And so you too have to speak up in the sense of being the traffic cop, directing your consciousness, directing the flow, having it go in the way, in the focus that you want it to go. Okay? That's your responsibility. Okay? You know, so many of us up until now, we sit there and we go, well, this was done to us, and that was done to me, and this or that. Yeah, but connect it back to the basic. You. Okay, so they did that. So what? Why are you all involved with it? Where's your hook? What's your learning? How can you use it to lift and grow? Right? And many of us, because we're so infatuated with all our complexities and all our ability to complicate things, we get all enraptured with what we have produced in our productions, our creations, etc. Okay? So it's kind of nice to keep it real simple, you know? Keep it simple. Take it back to yourself. Take it back to your reference point. Take it back to where you're focusing. Take it back to, are you in a loving consciousness? Take it back to you. See? And if you take it back to yourself, then guess what? You're really free and clear. Okay, and you know, we can see that a lot through interjection, when we do interjection. Okay, so for example, I'm waiting on Nancy, okay, for a nice pie. It's been how long, Nancy, between you and me?
6 months.
Okay, good, 6 months. That Nancy admits to, so you can imagine how long it's really been. Okay, so if I'm waiting on Nancy to feel okay about myself, then I've placed myself in bondage. But Nancy has nothing to do with it. I'm actually using Nancy to be in bondage. But if I introject it back to myself, in other words, I'm waiting for Nancy to give me that pie so I know I'm okay. So I interject it, and I know that I'm okay right now. Then guess what? I'm free and clear. I'm free and clear. So I have to take it back to myself. Okay? I have to connect it with me. Otherwise, it's just this problem.
What's your problem, Dr. Wayne? My problem is Nancy hasn't baked me a pie in 6 months.
Well, I can do better than that, you know. I mean, I love the pies, but come on, you know. And do I really want to be in bondage to anything or for anything or to anybody? No. Okay, so we've got to keep coming back to ourselves. We've got to keep it real simple. Okay? Many times I'll ask someone, you know, what you doing? Why are you doing that for? And then they try to come up with an answer they think would please me or they think is right, or whatever. And I'll have to help them get back to their center and just say what's so for them. Because that's the only, quote, right answer. What's so for you? You know, what's so for you? What's true? What's true? Okay? Or are you going to be out in left field looking to solve a problem that really doesn't exist? You know, like those four guys in the white coat having a ball. Okay? And the mind really does have a ball. So we have to watch it. We're not spinning our wheels, spinning our wheels, spinning our wheels. And we all always have to come back to the center. Have to come back to ourselves. We have to take a breath. Call in the light. Okay? And make a decision to go with the light. Not what comes up, but to go with the light. Okay, so that's the cure. You know, it's as simple as the tuna fish sandwich. Okay. By the way, putting aside all discussions of mercury content of tuna fish, etc., etc. Okay, we just want to use that. The simplicity of, really, of living your life spiritually and taking it back to yourself, and the honesty with that. That's what's really important. Okay? It's just being honest with yourself and with the spirit you are. Okay? And you've reference points and checking in with those reference points. Okay? And knowing that it's not an abstracted thing, it's not something divorced from you. And I hear a lot of you, you know, quote, blame it on your basic or your basics. Oh, my basics were that. Well, last time I looked, basics were very hooked into your consciousness. They're not something separate from you. You know? And basics do whatever basics do. And where are you? That's the key. Where are you in what they're doing? Where are you? You know? If somebody said, well, you know, the devil made me do that, you'd probably laugh at them. But yet a lot of you go, well, my basics made me do it. You know? Well, they don't make you do anything. Okay? So you need within yourself to make sure you're lined up to spirit. And as spirit, and with spirit. Totally and completely lined up. That's key. Okay? You want to keep it simple. You want to keep it easy. Okay? And it's in the everydayness, it's in the moment to moment where spirit is fulfilled. Okay? Think about it. If you're entirely present, then spirit is allowed within your consciousness. You're allowing spirit in your consciousness. Okay? And being entirely present means moment to moment to moment. To moment. It's not letting the mind spin its tails and then go solving after it and running after it. Okay? It's not trying to do away with the mind. It's not trying to do away with the ego or anything else like that. Okay? But it's using all of that to be focused here, right now, each moment, in the oneness of spirit. That's what's important. That's what's important. You know? And it's interesting, you know, the person who was having that procedure made a really interesting comment to me. He said, you know, it seemed almost like all the medical people and doctors, like, they were just fascinated and really interested in all the machines and devices and the numbers. They loved the numbers, that's what was important. And not the patient. Okay? But we're all in this hospital called life, getting better. Okay? And it was created for the patient. It's created for you. It was created for you to recover your remembrance of yourself as soul, as spirit. And that's where the focus needs to be. Each moment in the here and now, everydayness, moment to moment, with your guidelines, with your reference points that you have, experiencing the spirit that you are, and focusing into that which you truly are. Okay? All right, so in conclusion, I'd like to do a little process. Okay, so Lord God, send us your light. We put this time together into your light for the highest good. What do you need to be healthy and whole? What do you need to be healthy and whole? What do you need to be healthy and whole? Okay. How can you give it to yourself? How can you give it to yourself? How can you give it to yourself? Last question is, what's in the IV? What's in the IV? What's in the IV? Okay, we'll stop with that. And I'll be back. Okay. Okay, if anyone has a question, I'll give it a shot.
The story of the tuna fish sandwich, okay,
is the story of an easy solution. Okay.
Okay, that's not complicated, not technical, but it's right there. Okay, and that's always God's spirit, the spirit you are, the teachings. Okay, anyone else like to share? Question again.
Yeah, or maybe it's a comment and a question. What came to me when you were telling that story of the doctors was empathy, and that I know that health is wholeness and oneness is staying present. And from the viewpoint of the teachings, if one is present, then one is empathetic. So what just struck me was there was just nothing. I mean, they weren't present, there was no empathy, there was no health. I mean, just a comment about the teachings. You need to be present and living the teachings in order to really know any of them.
Well,
to live it.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Okay, and there's a reason why doctors have the karma they have and why they're doing what they're doing. And they're involved with patient care because that's what they need to do. They're part of their karma is caring, learning to care. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay, gonna give me an easy night? Anyone in phone land? Okay, well, you're not in phone. Did you put your hand up or?
Just when you said the story of an easy solution, it really came to me. It's, you know, what you're feeding yourself, and whether you're feeding yourself complications or the simple truth.
Okay,
the
yeah.
Doctors were looking at all the complicated machines. Mm-hmm. The simple truth was.
Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, well, that's the point here, in case you couldn't hear it, was it's all dependent upon what you're feeding yourself. Either something really complicated or the simple truth of spirit. Or as an initiate, you're able to be nourished and fed the manner of heaven, which of course is the sound kind. Good. Yeah, so watch what you keep focusing upon. You know, where what a man thinketh in his heart, he becometh. Okay, I mean, that's real nutrition.
I just wanted to say that if you really keep focusing on spirit, unless you do, you can't really get what you need. It's like you can't not see the movie to see the movie. You cannot keep going to spirit and not be present.
Right.
And if you're present, you'll get what you need. Like that person knew she needed to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only way to get the solution for anything.
Oh,
that's where the saludio
so
is.
Mm-hmm. Miss out on all the goodies you could be getting, and how much easier it is, because the more you focus, the more you're also going to get proper discipline. Which
mm-hmm.
is great.
Okay. Yeah, and if you stay in your anger, your hurt, your resentment.
You're not in spirit.
Well, yeah, you're not present, you're not in spirit, and you're not going to get the solution. Because the saludio is the spirit, the sankara, being in the Christed consciousness. Okay. Well, good. Okay. Anyone else like question or share or anyone in phone land? Okay. Well, I'll just count to three. One, two. I'm sorry. Can you help me? What comes after?
Three.
Hey, all right, three. Thank you for your, huh?
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting right on the count of three.
Well, I'll be.
I couldn't unmute. Can
okay.
I ask a quick question,
please? I'll be kind. Go ahead.
Thank you. What is the meaning of IV in the process that you did at the end?
Okay. All right. Well, you all understand what an IV is, right? Okay. All right. And it goes where? It goes right through, right to your blood.
Mm-hmm.
okay, through the blood running through your being, okay. What are you going to allow in that IV? It was a metaphorical IV, okay? Mm-hmm. But it really has to do with spirit. You know, what was said earlier, you know, you're going to nourish yourself with complications or with the simple truth? It's what are you going to allow to run through you? You know? You know, obviously religion is just going to be exoteric and they're going to eat the menu. And, okay, they're going to take the symbol as reality and not be able to get behind it. Okay, but that can still show us something. If you take a look at what Christianity does, okay, it has the blood and the wine, okay? The bread and the blood, etc., etc., etc. Okay. What's the blood? Okay, so you'll drink the wine. Okay, but what really is the blood? But the Christed consciousness. So talking about the at-one-ment, that's what needs to run through your veins and through the IV. And by the way, as we're speaking, were you looking up a doctor where you can get this IV hookup?
I already know a doctor, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, so you have that, and it's an endless supply, and you know how to allow the hookup to happen. Okay, but it's not imposed on you. You have to make that decision. Okay, what are you going to allow to run through your veins?
I thought of another thing for it as well. Instead of eternal vigilance, internal vigilance.
Okay. Well, eternal internal vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
With the I and the I is the oneness and the V is separation. So it's just to check into it.
All right. Well, all right. Okay. Okay, well, if you want to go down that road, the IV, that's the Roman numeral for the number four. Well, four we know is wholeness and completeness. Okay. All right, so on that note, we'll stop. Okay, so... Okay.